Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 70 today. Psalm 70 has the heading, For the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be turned back by reason of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. What a perfect lament over the ills and wrong that we suffer. Short and direct, this psalm voices the complaint we have against those who lean down into our way to wreak havoc. Large or small, be it disaster or mere annoyance, when others choose to make difficulties in our lives, what should a child of God do? We should cry to God for his help. I need God's deliverance and help. People rise up before me with criticism or scorn, and I feel helpless to defend myself. Sure, I could argue and rage, but that is to give in to the temptation of flesh and pride. But if I call on God for help, how could I do wrong? It is then God who works, he who does no wrong. Those who try to create shame in others will themselves be ashamed. This is a promise from God. Do I believe him? Do you believe it when God tells you this? Indeed, when you look at it from the other way around, those who hurt others are often hurting themselves. It is best instead to trust in God's help and in the help of the congregation of the righteous for comfort. When we forge our own comfort out of rage and vengeance, it is merely returning evil for evil and breeding evil still greater. Instead, let us, with the congregation which rejoices in the Lord, cry out to God in praise. In this will we be heard, loved, and helped. Let us read it again. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be turned back by reason of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. David in this psalm needs God to hurry up. He needs God's help now because the trouble is too big. The psalm is small, but the trouble is great. This is the way that we feel. Our troubles are great in front of us. Maybe if a day or two later we look back and we think, why was I so upset? That wasn't that big of a deal. But in the moment, it's huge. And if that's the case, we need powerful psalms to create powerful prayers to God. And this is an important psalm for you to remember. In your distress, this is what you can use to calm your heart, to direct yourself towards God, and to seek help from the congregation rather than seeking help from the world. This is a psalm that I need, even today. In my own hurt and in my own frustration, I need to seek out help from God, not help in worldly solutions like rage and anger. We should pray to God with psalms like this every day, especially on days when we are hurting. Well, thanks for listening in. Hope to talk with you soon.